Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and we talked to this gentleman last year, and with everyone being socially isolated, the pandemic has struck everyone. We want to check in and see how things are going over at Powder Ridge Mountain Park Resort. So joining me this morning is Sean Hayes. He is the CEO of Powder Ridge Mountain and Resort Park. And we'll get into a little bit of brownstone. Spring's going to get here eventually. But right now it's time for the winter lovers, the snow lovers, the snow bunnies, everyone out there enjoying the snow. So I wanted to talk to Sean this morning. Sean, thank you for joining me this morning. How have things been over the past year?
Well, let me tell you, last year has been a challenge, no doubt about it. But first, good morning, and thank you for having me. But yes, you know, we've learned a lot. We do run Brownstone, so we have the opportunity to run a summer business, summer outdoor adventure park, and we learned a lot during the COVID season. We brought that right into Powder Ridge, made sure we had the safeguards, the disciplines, the policies, the procedures, all redone. We revamped the business from beginning to end, from rental to learning center, through the mountain, lift lines, et cetera. And it has changed in many ways. We've restricted the capacity, but you couldn't find a better activity to do during the pandemic than being out in the cold where you're wearing gloves, masks, helmets, jackets anyways.
You're going prepared. Like, you're prepared for this to go out in the cold.
Absolutely. You couldn't ask for a better activity. And the good news is, I think people do realize it. They're restricted to doing a lot of the indoor activities that they would normally do and participate in the winter. So they're coming out. They're trying skiing, snowboarding, or the more casual tubing, night tubing, interstellar lights, music, you name it. So people have come out and supported Powder Ridge very well this year.
And that's one of the things, you know, with everyone I've talked to over almost the past year with the pandemic, is the outdoors has never closed. People are enjoying things they haven't enjoyed about the outdoors, and skiing, snowboarding. I've seen more friends of mine on my Facebook pages getting back into it or starting it for the first time. The safest, if there's a safe place to be during this, the safest place to be is outdoors, the fresh air. We can socially distance in the woods, on the ski slopes. There's plenty of things to do. And like you said, you know, you had to cut back, scale down. What are some of the things specifically at Powder Ridge that you had to do to kind of make people feel safe and follow the guidelines and tell them it's safe to come out, come on out, enjoy it while you're here?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, look, we have a mandatory mask anywhere on property. Indoors, outdoors, you name it, in any of the lines, please wear your mask. Have the respect for everyone around you. But, you know, as far as the changes we made, you know, the big changes you'll see inside, it's that socially distant spacing. It's we had to double the size of our rental. We reduced our seating capacity in our main seating areas, lodge, restaurant, tavern, by 60%. So we added, to enhance that, we added a lot of outdoor seating capacity. So we have a heated deck. We have igloos, clear igloos, that are now safe spaces for each table on their own family units. We have a winter beer garden that we put up with 12 fire pits on the outside, so you can rent the fire pit for the night, have dinner service to you, drinks, dinner, and skiing. So, you know, we've done a lot to enhance the outdoor space. But I think to come back to the skiing and snowboarding, you know, you're not only wearing a mask, you're not only, you know, wearing all this clothing, et cetera, you have a skier aboard. It is putting you 3 feet ahead of you, 3 feet behind you, you've already established that 6 foot distance between you and every other skier on the mountain. And the mountain we're talking about is 225 acres.
There's room to spread out.
it is a fantastic activity to get out there, get some exercise, you know, in the cold air, but, you know, there is no bad weather. There is just bad dress. So if you prepare, dress in layers, come out and enjoy a great night out. If you're not a skier, you're not a boarder, don't worry. We have tubing. If you still don't want to get that active, sit by a fire pit, have a great dinner, and enjoy the view.
That's one thing we talked about last year. How is the restaurant going?
You know, the restaurant is a 12-month business. We operate year-round. And, you know, if there was any part of this business that struggled the most, it was the restaurant. We got shut down because of COVID for 2 or 3 months. But it has come back because we do have that outdoor space. So we've really spent and invested in the outdoor space to make it a true experience. So it has done very well. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of wedding. Our event business, our wedding business, is still at zero. We shut it down in March of last year, and we're going on to month, 11 here of not having any of those revenues coming in from that business.
Yeah, that's one of the things. I mean, it's unfortunate a lot of places had to take that hit. You guys, I guess in this case, had the luxury of, the other activities, Brownstone. And, Powder Ridge isn't just a ski area or a tubing area. It's year-round. You guys do the bike trails, the hiking trails. It's a destination 12 months out of the year.
Absolutely. And the big thing is, look, we didn't rebuild another local ski area. That's mm-hmm. not who we are or what we wanted to be. We are a full service year-round urban resort, and the resort is the key. We do have multiple dining options, overnight accommodations. We have private day rooms that if you still want to be totally isolated from everyone, you can rent a living room setting that your family can go into privately. So it's a full service resort year-round with everything that you need to come out and enjoy a day or a weekend.
And I think, like I said, that's one thing. People are getting out and enjoying those things a little bit more. You said the tubing has gotten pretty popular. What if someone's never been there? Explain the tubing situation a little bit. People understand skiing and this lifts and stuff like that, but the tubing, explain that a little bit to the listeners.
This to me, tubing is I call it the beginner's bobsledding. So basically, again, this isn't old sledding. This is not what you would call sledding. Because sledding, you got to walk up that hill.
Yeah, that's the worst part. That's the worst part.
I don't walk up hills. I don't believe in walking up hills. So we have a surface lift, like a conveyor belt that you stand on, and it takes you up to the top of the hill, and you sled down on an inner tube. You're sitting in it, and you're racing against 6 to 10 other participants. And it's the first one on the bottom of the hill wins the race. So it is that easier, and you're in your individual lane. Then guess what? You get on the conveyor again, and you go up for round two.
Now you said something. What's the interstellar tubing?
Yeah, interstellar. Now we've added the flashing LED colored lights in time with music. So we've made it a party atmosphere. The only thing that we do warn everyone about, this is not a tubing environment for 1 or 2 or 3 year old. This is high speed, 500 foot long runs. So this is what we say, at least 6 and above.
Okay. So that's good.
Have to be able to sit in the tube yourself, or that child does, and feel comfortable going down a lane at pretty good speeds.
Like I said, that's one thing I'm looking at. My kids are 12. My twins are 12. My little guy's 9. But like I said, we've gone, unfortunately, we've only had one snowstorm this year. But in the past, it's the thing. You go, you sled down. Yay, great, exciting. And then you got to hike back up. This takes all that out of it. You just get to have the fun of the tubing.
That's correct. And don't worry about the snow. I mean, everyone, you know, the biggest thing that we could advertise or talk about is, don't worry if you don't have snow in your backyard. Powder Ridge has snow. We are making snow every time that temperature drops, and we could put on the mountain over almost 1.5 million gallons of snow up on that hill each night.
I do not want to see your water bill.
No, you do not.
You know, it's been a weird winter. Has it been, how has the snowmaking gone? It's been all over the place for temperatures.
Yeah, but look, snowmaking in southern New England, our biggest advantage to Powder Ridge is we are the most convenient mountain in New England. We're the southernmost New England ski area.
Mm-hmm.
But that's our biggest disadvantage. We're also the warmest. So, you know, we have to be able to take, when we get the opportunity to make snow. This week, we've had now 4 days. So you're looking at a stretch when we get it. We can cover the mountain in its entirety in probably 14 days. So do we get 14 days of snowmaking? Absolutely. As long as Mother Nature has a little sympathy and doesn't take it away from us with rainstorms.
Yeah, only in New England could we go to bed Christmas Eve with a foot of snow on the ground and wake up to mud. That was just depressing at every aspect.
And honestly, you know, we got lucky. We had made enough snow prior to that. That hurt. Trust me, it hurt. But we were open again on the 26th of December.
That's awesome. That's, you know, that's, I guess you could say, the New Englander and you, the New Englander and the staff, getting it done, getting the snow on the ground and getting people back enjoying the winter. Because honestly, it's New England. We're supposed to have snow in the winter. I enjoy snow. You're in this weird dichotomy. If you like the snow, you like the cold, but you also have brownstone. You know, give us a little quick 2 minute recap of what brownstone is when spring comes and the snow bunnies reside and the spring beachgoers come out.
Yeah, brownstone is really what gets me excited every day. Brownstone is an adventure sports park. It is what, you know, some of us 50-plus-year-old guys grew up with. We went out in the day. We didn't come home until nightfall. Our kids, you know, the whole mission and the whole vision was, my kids couldn't get that when they were growing up, so we built it for them. Go out, feel safe, have the adventure of a lifetime, jump off cliffs, go zip lining, wakeboarding, scuba diving, snorkeling, you know, do all those activities knowing that it's in a safe environment under the supervision but not under total control. So you have the freedom that if you can climb a 65-foot rock wall, you can go down the biggest zip line in Connecticut. If you can climb a 45-foot cargo net, then you can go down one of the fastest zip lines in the Northeast. So it's really about kids going out there and having the freedom to be kids.
Mm-hmm.
We designed the entire park around an 18 to 21-year-old, because I think every kid wants to be 18 to 21, every 40 and 50-year-old still believes they are 18 to 21.
Yeah, and being a guy, we kind of have that invincible feeling, you know, going on. So joining me again this morning, Sean Hayes, CEO of Powder Ridge Mountain Park and Resort in Brownstone. You know, Powder Ridge is pretty centrally located to the state. It's unfortunately, but fortunately, the most southern ski slope in New England. Powder Ridge, is Brownstone technically in Portland or is it Middletown?
It is in Portland, Connecticut, just over the bridge from Middletown.
And, you know, the bridge has traffic, but hopefully eventually that'll be done. You can head down to Brownstone this spring. You know, I suggest both of them. I got to book my tubing passes because I got to get out there with the kids. We're just trying to figure out if we're going to do the nighttime or a weekend one. If it was up to me, I would do them all. But thank you for joining me again. If anyone wants some more information, what's the website for the two locations?
It's powderridgepark.com or brownstonepark.com.
It's easy enough.
Tickets are on sale online, and I recommend you make advance reservations.
Yes, because I was looking. Tubing is going fast.
Tubing is going fast. We're opening more and more sessions. So even if you didn't get it one day, check again. It might be available.
Well, Sean, thanks for making some time for me this morning again. I appreciate what you guys are doing, the staff, everyone out there keeping the snow on the trails and the kids and families safe at Brownstone. Because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.